Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The second two-month extension of a UN-brokered truce between the government of the Republic of Yemen and Iran-backed Houthi rebels has given rise to the hope of a sustained peace there. This truce extension provides an important opportunity to transition to a stronger, more comprehensive agreement that meaningfully expands benefits for Yemenis and allows for a durable resolution to a conflict that has gone on for far too long, said United States Representative to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
An expanded agreement would allow for discussions to secure a comprehensive nationwide ceasefire and pave the way for resuming a Yemeni political process. And let's be clear, such a political process must include meaningful input from women, civil society leaders, and members of other marginalized communities.
The truce alone cannot resolve Yemen's humanitarian crisis, but it must address the payment of civil servant salaries, expand flights for Yemenis to receive medical care overseas, and lead to the reopening of roads, particularly around the western city of Taiz. This will allow aid workers the freedom of movement they need to deliver humanitarian aid to millions of Yemenis who are in dire need of help. It's a long overdue humanitarian imperative, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
For our part, we have provided over $1 billion in humanitarian aid for Yemen in 2022 and nearly $5 billion since 2014, making us the largest donor to these efforts. We call on the international community to join us and the rest of the world in addressing the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
But Yemen needs more than just humanitarian assistance, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. And we also call on donors, particularly regional donors, to increase economic support that will help bolster the efforts of the Republic of Yemen's government to stabilize the economy and strengthen basic services.
The United States and the international community stand ready to support Yemen's peace and recovery process. But first, the Yemeni parties must themselves choose peace.
This is a critical moment for Yemen, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The fact that the truce in Yemen continues to hold is cause for hope. It has significantly reduced violence, it has saved lives, and improved freedom of movement. It has created momentum towards peace. Now we must take the next steps forward.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.